Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Elizabeth Pittman, Manager of Public Relations and Concordia Gospel Outreach at Concordia Publishing House. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Andy. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you in studio. Thanks for lugging all this stuff over. You brought some great stuff. I wish everyone could see all the great things you brought with you this morning. I love it when our friends from Concordia Publishing House come over because you bring neat stuff and new things.
You have to have show and tell.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love it when you bring things to show us. How are things going at Concordia Publishing House these days?
They're great. They're busy. We've got a lot of great new products coming out, and we're just excited about what's on tap.
Well, what are the things that you all are working on? What are some of the new things coming out now? What are you excited about sharing today?
Well, let's start with what I brought you for show and tell this morning.
Okay.
I brought a copy of the new compact paperback, the Lutheran Study Bible, which is a
Andy.
Great... It's everything that you love about the Lutheran Study Bible,
mm-hmm.
all the great content and scripture in a handy, compact paperback edition. And it's just, it's been very useful.
Sure. Yeah, it is. It's a convenient size. It's pretty handy. It's about, let's see, if I compare it to my iPad mini, it's about the
smaller.
Same footprint. Yeah, a little bit smaller, about the same footprint. Obviously a little bit thicker.
Just a little bit.
But about the same size.
It's 2.1 pounds,
okay.
Which is lighter than our hardbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when the press release released, we had folks in the building say it's the first time slim has ever been used in relation to the Lutheran Study Bible. But it's a great addition, and it's going to be so useful for so many people, whether you need to restock the church youth room, which
mm-hmm.
we all know that the church youth rooms tend to get the hand-me-downs and the raggedy Bibles that are worn out. Whether you're going on mission trips, if mm-hmm. you need to have a gift with graduation and confirmation season on us, it's a great gift to have as well.
Right now,
it's
really,
on sale.
Really good price.
This is a great deal right now. The list price is $34.99, and for the time being, it's on sale for $19.99. So when you visit cph.org, you can find it and score the Lutheran Study Bible for a great price.
Now, what is unique about the Lutheran Study Bible compared to other Bibles? What translation does it use, and how is it unique compared to other Bibles that you might pick up in any, you know, bookstore?
This is the ESV version,
mm-hmm.
Which matches everything else that we're putting out now. And it is full of supporting content. You can really study when you get into this. There's nearly every passage has explanations in the footnotes. There's content mm-hmm. kind of giving you the overview of what you're reading and giving you context and devotional. There's prayers woven throughout. And you really can dive in deep to the Word and get a good picture of what you're reading and learning.
So for someone who, the predecessor to this was the Concordia Self-Study Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so those of us who grew up in the 80s, 90s, who were students in the 80s and 90s using the Concordia Self-Study Bible in college, this is a nice, fresh update to that. Moving over to the ESV, as you pointed out, a nice translation that I think is very helpful for today.
Mm-hmm.
And then add to that all the notes.
There are over 26,000 notes.
That's a lot of notes.
That is a lot of notes. In 2.1 pounds, that's awfully impressive.
So you can be reading through, say you're reading through a gospel lesson or an epistle, and practically the bottom half of the page mm-hmm. on most of these pages, some of them it's not nearly as much, some of them it's more, but the bottom half of the page is all notes that help with understanding the nature of the text, understanding, for example, when a term comes up in scripture mm-hmm. that we don't understand perhaps culturally today,
exactly.
helps us understand linguistically where that comes from and explains mm-hmm. it in terms that someone without a doctoral degree in theology could understand.
And it's all done from a uniquely Lutheran point of view,
mm-hmm.
which makes it very special.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And that's important, too, to work within this worldview, the understanding that the scriptures are all about Christ, regardless of whether you're reading Old Testament or New Testament. I think that's pretty important, and that's a very Lutheran thing, the understanding that when we're reading the scriptures, it all
points to Christ.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, handy resource for students, for anybody, really. But I like you mentioned, the size is great for students.
Well, and it's a great addition to our Lutheran Study Bible lineup. And
mm-hmm.
whether you need it in a compact version, if you need the full size, if you have a gift edition,
mm-hmm.
Or if you have the Kindle version, which has been recently updated, you can have it
sure.
in any form that works for you.
Very good. I'm more of an electronic edition guy these days because, not that I'm opposed to books. I love books. I love the smell of books. I just
the feel of them.
Yes. I love to, you know, to be able to hold a book. However, we're running out of room at home.
Oh, no. My husband hates it when we have to move or pack up because there are a lot of books to be moved.
We've run out of bookcases.
That's a problem.
And
it's a good problem.
And we have a toddler now who likes to climb things. So I found that rather than adding more bookcases, it's probably safer for me to go with the electronic edition.
My toddler likes to climb things, but he also likes to take things off the bookcases. Books are spread all throughout the house.
Yes. Pretty much it's a daily routine now. Arch books all over the floor every night. So
exactly. I mean, there are worse things that could be spread over the floor.
True.
Those are great for the kids. But yeah, it's amazing how quickly they can take over a room.
I know they were intended to be, you know, books for children to read, but however, they've also become decoration in our home.
Well, I think that there is some aesthetic value to that. They're colorful, and then you're getting the word of God at the same time. No, and actually, speaking of arch books, we have, because arch books are 50 years old now, and there's a special vintage treasury collection coming out this summer. And this is going to be great for everyone of our era who grew up on these books. So the Vintage Treasury 1964-65 years will be releasing in June. And this will have, I believe, 12 of our favorite first arch books. So if you remember The Rich Fool or Eight Bags of Gold and others, there's going to be some fun memories to share with the kids today.
And these collections... some of the new collections that you have, where you have multiple
the
books, the best loved, those are in hardback, which is nice.
Yes.
Well, you know, they say 50 is the new 40, so you know they look great at 50.
You know, they're timeless. they're timeless. So, but this one's going to be fun because I remember very clearly the artwork of these, and we have a display. If you ever come visit CPH. Ask for a tour. We'll take you through the building, and you can see our arch books display that we have up in our fourth floor lobby. And we have artwork from the original series. And, you know, you walk down the hall, and it's nostalgia because I remember reading these as a child, and the Rich Fool. Uh-huh. It's hard not to forget those images and the stories and the David and Goliath story. And it's really neat to see. So I'm looking forward to this book coming out so that my kids can have a chance to read the same stories.
Very good. And now what's that? That's an arch book. And what is it called again?
This is the Treasury, the Vintage Collection. And it's the cover is very colorful and it'll be out.
Yeah.
So it has 12 of the stories from 1964 and 65. So Good Samaritan, The Boy Who Ran Away, The Great Surprise, Little Benjamin and the First Christmas, and several others. So this is going to be a special edition to have added to your library. This one you'll want in hardback.
Now, were those some of the books that were still under the previous name, The Lantern?
No, books? I believe these were all the first arch books.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And so those that we can find that on the CPH website right now?
Right. If you go to cph.org, it will be there. You can search for Treasury. And it'll be right there. I believe cph.org/vintage will also take you there. And so this will be a great addition to every bookshelf.
Speaking of Treasury, I'm glad you brought that up. One thing that I don't know if our listeners realize I use every day here for the beginning of our program, for reading the Psalm of the New Testament reading, is Treasury of Daily Prayer. Which I think every home should have. And that's part of what the Essential Lutheran Library, isn't it?
Yes.
The Treasury of Daily Prayer. We have a hard copy at home, but I'm going to probably, I'm going to out myself here. I use the electronic edition,
Pray Now
app.
Which is marvelous.
It is. It's fantastic.
Yes.
Because you can use it on...
You can use it on your device anywhere you are. If you're traveling and you don't want to take the full Treasury of Daily Prayer with you, you can have it on your phone. It's in your pocket and you have all the rich devotional material right with you.
How many people carry a phone with them today? The majority of people do. I realize not everyone does, but most people carry a smartphone with them. So you have daily prayer with you all the time then. I mean, you can, and there's so many things on it too. It's quite versatile. The thing I like about it most, while I love the hard copy of Treasury of Daily Prayer because it has everything in there for family devotions, for individual prayer, the app kind of does some of the work for you in terms of finding the right day.
Exactly.
It has.
Well, you don't have to think about it. You open it up in the morning and there you are. You're ready to go.
And it's on the right day.
It's time saving.
That's what it is.
It really
does make it easier to find the right day. Some of us who are chronologically challenged and have trouble finding the right day on the church year. I love the app because it takes you to the right day. There's
exactly.
just a built-in calendar. It takes you to the right day, to the right readings for the day. And you can choose what readings, like if you want to have the Old Testament, New Testament, the Psalm for the day, all those things, the collect for the day, all those good things. And even what's the last?
The Church Fathers.
Yes,
thing,
yeah.
Which is neat.
Those are great too.
We have a lot of history buffs that read these, so it's great to be able to embrace the love of history as well as the church and the devotional time.
Great resource. Okay, now I know that wasn't a new thing, but I had to share it because
not everybody knows about it,
right.
So it's always good. It's always fun to see where people are constantly discovering it, and it really is a neat resource to have.
I just saw a conversation on Facebook not too long ago among some friends, and they just found out about this app. And they're like, I had no idea. And
The mind is blown. Yeah, it's great. It really is a great tool to have.
It is. And it's really reasonable, too, online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. Okay, so enough of my blabbing about my favorite apps. You brought lots of cool things with you, and we just talked about the Lutheran Study Bible, the handy compact. Is it called compact edition?
Compact paperback.
Compact paperback. All right, and it's 2.1 pounds.
Yes.
Very good.
All 26,000 notes and everything you'd find in the full size Lutheran Study Bible.
All packed into this little thing right here.
Which it is neat.
Very good. It is kind of dense, but you said
it
it's only 2.1 pounds. So.
It is only we've weighed it.
I wouldn't try to put it in a pocket, but
you could carry it
very easily in a backpack,
which is great. It's great for students if you need to tuck it into a case with you and mm-hmm. take it on a trip. It's great.
Very good. Okay, you brought some other things with you. What else do you want to highlight? We've got just a minute or two before we go to break, but maybe just give us an idea of some of the things you brought, and then we'll talk more in depth about them.
Well, one of the things I brought is, in some ways, it's an oxymoron, but I brought the giant small catechism poster with me. Which is truly large.
The giant small catechism. Jumbo shrimp, cold hot dogs.
Exactly.
The giant small catechism. We're going to talk more about what the giant small catechism is in just a little bit. We're talking with Elizabeth Pittman, manager for public relations at Concordia Publishing House and Concordia Gospel Outreach right here on Listener Supported Worldwide. KFUO, stick around for more right after this break.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find the clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Lutheran Study Bible you know and love is now available in a compact paperback edition. Weighing in at a slim 2.1 pounds, the newest edition is a compact powerhouse, the same great content of the original Lutheran Study Bible. It's a perfect fit for gift-giving, outreach, youth ministry, and more. The Lutheran Study Bible paperback edition, available at cph.org, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, cph.org.
We celebrate Easter because of Jesus, a rugged and determined Savior who came to grab hold of your life and help you when you needed it most. And today He reaches out to you, dear friend. Will you put your faith in Him? He is with you to save you.
Pastor Gregory Seltz, this week on The Lutheran Hour.
Sundays at 12:30 and 5 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, Elizabeth Pittman, Manager for Public Relations and Concordia Gospel Outreach at Concordia Publishing House. And before we went to break, you clued us in as to what we have up next. The Giant Small Catechism, which stole my seat here in the studio for a little bit this morning. Go to facebook.com/KFUO radio. You can see a picture of it today, stealing my seat here in the studio, as well as the Lutheran Study Bible, the compact paperback as well. Both of those pictures are on Facebook. Okay, the Giant Small Catechism. Where did the idea for this come from?
Well, there's been a request for some time for the small catechism in a poster format so that it can be used in Sunday schools, in classrooms, in the home, you name it. And so these were released just within the last few weeks, and they are large. So the small catechism in poster format is 50 inches by 34 and a half inches long.
Which would fill the window behind me here. Yeah,
it would. And it's very colorful. It contains the full small catechism. And then there's also a set of six that go through each of the tables. And those are also quite large, but I didn't bring all six of those with me today because there'd be no room in the studio.
So those are those larger, the set of six, are those larger than?
No, they're tall and narrow.
Okay.
So those are, I'm forgetting the dimensions there, but they're roughly 3.5 feet by 2.5 feet or so.
So they would be great for placing around like a Sunday school classroom or a Sunday school opening area or
exactly
a narthex even. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about particularly at church, but at home they would be great as well for a family or like a kids area or something like that.
Especially in homeschooling families, it would be a great resource to have in your homeschooling space.
Ideal, yeah.
Yeah, so it really is a neat. I mean, they make a statement, and if you have, you know, blank walls that need to be covered up in your room that's covered with arch books, you may as well, you know, add the small catechism, and there's learning everywhere you look.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. What a great idea. I love it. I love it. It's huge. Now, you brought it on a on a nice...
this is mounted on foam core.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not brought on a nice sturdy stand today as well, so we've got it propped up here in the studio. I'm liking it.
You've got a wall there.
I was going to say, I was thinking right over there, right on the other side of the studio, that would be great. We use part of the catechism every morning here at Worldwide KFUO. We pray the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and the Lord's Prayer. And something like this would certainly be helpful as children are learning that.
Absolutely.
Adults.
my oldest son has gone this year. They went through the Ten Commandments, and they've gone through the creeds and memory work. And this would have been nice to have in the house to point out, hey, let's go practice.
And I like that it's colorful, but it's not obnoxious, and it's not overly ornate.
No,
it's done just right.
It is done just right, and there are each of the sections has a lovely piece of art attached to it. But it's clean and it's straightforward, but it's definitely eye-catching.
Yeah, so it would go nicely in a home. Like I said, in a family room, in a kids area, I love how you pointed out in a homeschool classroom at home would be an ideal place for it. Now, and we can find this online as well?
Absolutely. CPH.org.
What is it? What is the giant small catechism, the one poster running for right now?
$19.99.
Okay. And then the set of six?
The set of six is, I believe, $24.99.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
It's in that same ballpark.
Great tools to have at home for families and at church as well. Order a couple of sets for church, actually.
Absolutely.
Each Sunday school classroom.
Every Sunday school classroom should have one. The church basement.
Yeah.
You know, and wherever Bible studies are happening, it's a good place to have.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, very good. I like it.
All right. Now,
how did you all come up with this idea? People were requesting something like this?
Absolutely.
And so you get feedback from folks, from those
absolutely.
Who, and say, we would like to have this. And then over time, you guys develop those,
exactly.
take those ideas and develop something, a resource for families, for congregations.
We take our customer comments very seriously, and they're shared throughout the building, throughout the team. And as we start to see ideas and... When we see suggestions that would support the faith life of our customers, we take that very seriously and look at how can we work to meet those needs. And so those ideas will often trigger product development.
I know I've been, as a DCE, I receive emails about with surveys about the work going on the
Absolutely.
Small catechism right now, the explanation of small catechism.
If you haven't taken the survey, go take it.
Yeah. Every once in a while, there's even incentives to... to take a survey.
We got
to
have some fun.
Well, very good. So you all listen to what your customers have to say and work with that.
And we appreciate that. And we encourage our customers to join the conversation with mm-hmm. us. And there's a lot of different ways that folks can do that, whether it's by signing up for our emails mm-hmm. where you'll get information and you can target exactly what information you would like from mm-hmm. us on those. Pick the social media channel of your choice. If you're a Facebook follower, find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Our CEO is very active on Facebook with talking about CPH. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Pinterest, on YouTube. Pick the channel that you're comfortable with. Dive in and chat with us. We like to get to know our customers because we want to know how we can help you and serve you better.
I'm glad you mentioned Facebook. There's a new video on there mm-hmm. on the CPH Facebook page.
Yes.
About a really cool... just about family devotions mm-hmm. that Pam Numala shared with me
yes.
not too long ago, and neat video that I think really explains how important one that family devotions are, but also how easy family devotions can be, how simple they
Absolutely.
Can be. I guess I shouldn't say easy because it does take a commitment to you do make that commitment to do it. When you fail, you find that forgiveness. And then move on and do it again. Don't let that prevent you from having family devotions regularly.
Just start it up again. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it can be challenging where families are busy mm-hmm. and there's either sports or there's homework or the dishes need to be done or the laundry needs to be put away. There are always things, but it's building up the faith of our children is our highest calling. And we really need to look for opportunities, and it doesn't have to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It can be as simple as, well, we have our new Everyday Faith calendar on our blog
yeah.
now. So if you visit the CPH blog, you'll find the April 2015 Everyday Faith calendar is live. And you can download this, and it's a Bible verse and a devotional thought or mm-hmm. a question or to spark conversation with your family. And it's a free download. Go down and get it and use that as a trigger point to start conversations with your family.
Very good. Mm-hmm. That could be handy in the car on the way mm-hmm. to school. It could be handy at the dinner table.
Absolutely.
Great free resource.
Whether it's in the morning, and mm-hmm. if your kids are like mine, they'll take the lead with it. You know, if you put it out there of, you know, this is your job to remind us to do it. My son will make sure that it is done, and we have to stay on track and do it. So it's a nice way to let kids be mm-hmm. involved too, especially if they're learning how to read.
Mm-hmm.
They can help take the lead on this.
Sure. Kids mm-hmm. are very good, especially in those elementary years, about reminding
yes.
you to do things that you perhaps forgot to do.
And they will not let you forget about it either. If you forgot, you will hear about it.
Well, we can be thankful for that, right?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's great that they have the energy. I love their enthusiasm. And it is fun to see them learning and making the connections.
Great. A free resource. And you said that's on the Concordia Publishing House blog, CPH.org. And then the link for the blog is up at the top
yes.
of the page.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, there's lots of great information that gets posted there, too. So check in from time to time.
Anything else? Any other new things? We've got about 4 minutes to cover a few more things.
We have a lot of great things coming out this summer for children. And we're going to have three new coloring books coming out.
Cool.
And, you know, for adults, too, coloring books are a great way to de-stress.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be fun to see these come out midsummer. We also have a neat book for young children. So you have a toddler. I have mm-hmm. I have a brand new 2-year-old who is giving us a run for our money. But we have a book coming out in June, Whisper, Whisper. And this is designed to help young children up to the age of 4 learn about being in church. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but my Sunday mornings are in and out, and, you know, wrestling the active body of a 2-year-old boy. But it's a very colorful picture book that will help young parents teach young children about what it means to be in church mm-hmm. and the things that they'll see and experience there. We also have the Faith Alive Bible is a favorite of many of our customers. And this is a Bible that it's the favorite of my almost 9-year-old, but my grandmother loves it as well. And so it's a very readable Bible that folks of all ages will appreciate having. Mm-hmm. And so there are two special editions coming out this summer as gift editions. So they'll have a special cover and will be great for giving gifts. And, you know, when you need an extra Bible to, as my grandmother does, lay on the couch and read, you know, you'll be all set.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Someone else had shared with me about Whisper, Whisper. I'm excited about
that. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So it's very colorful mm-hmm. and you know, my son has not yet learned what it means to whisper or what it means to sit still in church. So we'll be using this book and using it often.
Yeah, we're working on gentle right now. Yes, oh. How to be gentle as opposed to hitting things. So with like the hymnal at church and that sort of thing.
Sometimes things get thrown.
Yes, that's it exactly.
Yes, or the volume is quite, you know, I've been known to sit with my hand over his mouth, and I'm sure the pastor gets a kick out of that when he sees it.
Our son is starting to learn to sing. So
that, absolutely.
Now our new thing with the hymnal is tapping on the hymnal page so that he kind of looks at the hymnal page and learns that that's what we're singing from.
Speaking of the hymnal, soon he'll be able to tap on an ebook version of the hymnal, which will be coming out May 1st.
I'm so excited about that.
It is really cool. And I've been able to see it on my Kindle app on my iPad, and it reads beautifully.
So basically, you can take your hymnal with you anywhere without carrying around I love the mm-hmm. Lutheran service book. I love the hard back, the pew edition, and we have them at home as well. I love that. But how nice it will be
every
to always
hymn
have
everywhere.
It with you.
Yeah. It'll be with you on your device, and if you forget your glasses, like sometimes I want to do, you can blow
zoom
up
in.
You can zoom in and blow up the text so you can see it a little more clearly. But it's really neat. We've had such excited feedback from folks when they've started to hear that this is coming. So stay tuned. March 1, you can go to your Amazon or Apple store and download it for your device.
I saw a picture of, Bruce Kint's mm-hmm. picture of that the other day, and I was just excited about that. A little early information, kind of
a leak.
Well,
that's a benefit to his Facebook
yes.
page. So go follow him there, and you'll get little sneak peeks here and there.
Very good. And we can find all of the resources that you meant, with the exception of the electronic edition mm-hmm. of LSB. That's coming out in May. But everything else we can find on cph.org.
Absolutely.
And the 800 number that we can call as well if we want to call and order
sure.
things.
800-325-3040.
800-325-3040, 3040. And give them a call if you want to check out some of those things, and I encourage you to do that. Elizabeth, thanks so much for being our guest today and sharing with us these great new resources from Concordia Publishing House.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.